That's so funny.
And so he said, really, you're going to go there?
It's time for Fairbanks Foodies. A look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. It's a locally produced show here in Fairbanks where we talk about restaurants to try, menus you can make, dishes you can create, beverages you can have, events that are happening around Fairbanks. Anything that happens with food, fun, and friends, we talk about it on the show. This evening, I have in the studio with me two very good friends. I have Melissa Burnett. Say hello.
Hello.
Nadine Winters. Say hello.
Hello.
You both are somewhat frequent flyers on this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But today what we did, Fairbanks, was we went to a downtown eatery, and we're going to discuss downtown eateries because we all work in the downtown area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, Nadine, where'd we go today?
Salty's.
Salty's.
Yes.
So, let's start with Melissa.
Yeah.
I was very jealous when you ordered that intimidating lunch.
It was very tasty.
What did you order?
So I ordered the meatball sub that they have, which if you look on their website, or on their, not their website, on their menu, it's a Diners and Dives favorite.
Yeah.
And so I went with that one. And I love meatball subs. I get
them. They look very intimidating in size.
Yes, it was very big, very plump, very juicy looking. The cheese was melted just perfectly.
How were the meatballs?
Phenomenal. Very well seasoned. The sauce, oh man. Good marinara sauce. I will say, I've had better from you, Mr. Pruse, but it was good marinara. It was very good marinara. Here's the thing, though. This is just one critique with it. The bread, the sandwich bread itself. I think it was a hoagie roll, which is a good favorite of mine. Baked a little too long, though. Too crispy.
Yep.
And too much. There was too much bread proportion to the sandwich. I know that seems weird, but when I do my meatball subs, I tend to take a little bit of the bread from the middle out.
Yeah.
That way you don't have so much bread. You get more of the flavor of the meat and the sauce. And I feel that the bread really kind of took away.
You know, I looked at your portions and I thought to myself, you know, there's 2-day meals, there's 3-day meals.
Yeah.
And you got the 3-dayer.
I got the 3-dayer. Yeah, I definitely had to take some home. It was a lot. And don't get me wrong, it was delicious. I just would have changed a little bit with that bread.
But that's why we talk about it here.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
exactly.
Little critiques, little things you would have done different. So that would be my only pointer. The rest of it, like I said, that cheese and the marinara and the way they did it, absolute perfection. Just go a little easy on the bread.
And then Nadine, when she ordered hers, that made me mad because that's something I would have ordered, but I didn't want to order.
I looked at it, too.
Nadine, what did you order?
I had the pork chop sandwich.
Oh, man.
I mean, come on. How often do you have that opportunity?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, have to have that. And it was excellent.
What type of bread was it on?
It was on like a brioche bun, like a brioche hamburger bun, kind of.
So how was the layering of the sandwich?
It was good because there was, fried pork, of course, can't go wrong with that.
With a crust around it.
Yes, very crusty. Yeah, so it was battered and fried, and very, very good. And I'll tell you what, one other thing about that food, when it showed up at the table, it was hot.
Yes. Yeah.
There was that. I appreciate that.
There was bacon and cheese involved.
And there was bacon, cheese.
Looking at your food.
Yes, so there was bacon, cheese, and lettuce and tomato on a brioche bun and a basically like a fried pork cutlet. It was just, I ate the whole, and I'm literally.
You ate
I'm,
the whole
yeah,
thing,
I ate
yeah.
The whole, I did.
She
I,
can't
oh,
believe
then,
she ate the whole thing.
Because normally I'm like a half sandwich. I don't like bread that much. But
yeah.
So I ate the whole thing. And the other thing I have to say about the sides, just because it was named after my friend Carolyn.
Yep.
So one of the sides you could order is half onion rings and half fries. And they named it after Carolyn Wallace because when we used to go there, that's what we got every Friday was that. So now it's like a side. You can get a Carolyn Wallace side. So that's what I got.
You know, with that as a thought, that's why I ordered breakfast, the bean burrito.
Yeah.
It was named after Chris Bean. There's no beans in it. There are no beans in it, but it's the bean burrito.
Oh, I wondered about that.
Yeah. Very, very good. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't order breakfast burritos.
Mm-hmm.
I go over there, and I love their OG Eggs Benedict, original Eggs Benedict. Mm-hmm. And Next time I'm going to try their Caprese Eggs Benedict. You know, the
Italian. I did see that.
Can't wait to try that.
Yeah.
But in honor of Chris Bean, I did the breakfast burrito, and it was very good. You know, it was a 3-egg, scrambled eggs in there, some good cheese, good spices, salsa on the side so I could put the salsa on there. And it was a very large, good meal.
Yeah.
I ate, like my compatriot here, Nadine, every bite.
Every bite.
Every bite.
I couldn't. I
did
tried.
Not offer to share. None of us offered to share. That was
no,
so funny.
You know,
this is mine.
Yeah. I have a knife. You know, don't stick your hand
yes.
over here.
We weren't even like, can I try one? Yeah. No, we were like, this is mine.
I know. Yeah, don't even think about that.
Yeah.
But they also have... They have good breakfasts there.
They do.
And you can have a breakfast till 2 in the afternoon. And then they also have the flatbreads. They have the sandwich selection there.
It's yeah.
really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, that sandwich selection there.
You want to go back to their breakfast, though. They've got, yeah. hands down, and judge me if you want, hands down, the best Eggs Benny.
They do.
You
That's
ever
what
had.
I say, too.
I agree.
Best Eggs yes. Benny
yep.
ever.
Yep.
You have... Two other concurrences with that.
Yes.
Fairbanks, best Eggs Benedict in town is
yes.
at Salty's.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
If you like Eggs Benedict.
Go to Salty's.
And you can go there and get a salmon Eggs Benedict.
Yes, too. Yes.
Smoked
Not
salmon.
Not that I'm going to eat that, but smoked, a lot of people do.
Smoked salmon.
Well, and they're I got to give whoever the cook is over there the props on the Eggs Benny because of their hollandaise sauce, right?
Yeah.
Hollandaise sauce is not an easy thing to do.
No, it is
especially
not.
From scratch. You know, you go buy the packet from Fred Meyer or whatever.
No.
That's easy to do. Scratch? No. And these guys do it from scratch.
Yeah. A little bit of egg yolks and butter.
And it doesn't break.
Yeah. A few other ingredients in there. And everyone has a special ingredient that they put in there.
Yep. Lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
Lemon juice.
Yep.
Lemon juice.
Yep.
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 That's mine.
You got to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good place. We were there during a busy time.
Mm-hmm.
We were sat immediately.
Yeah.
Very good service.
Was great.
The service was great.
Very attentive.
Yeah. And, you know, when you're seated at 12:15 at a downtown restaurant.
During tourism season. Yeah, and you still get served quickly. Our waters were never empty. Our drinks were always ready.
Yep.
I mean.
Very good, pleasant staff. I enjoyed it. Other locations for downtown. Now, you both had sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, during our discussion at lunch, Nadine brought up a sandwich that she had.
Oh, yes. Well, this is so strange, but it was so good. Garden Island. I had the occasion to go to Garden Island. And I'd never been in there. And so, and I was getting stuff for other people, and they were more on the pedestrian side. And then there was a sandwich. I think it was called the Kraken.
Spicy Kraken.
And I'm like, what the heck's that? Got to try it. And it was odd, but it was just excellent. It was like egg salad, and it had pastrami in it. And it was like... Oh, I mean, you want to talk about the right proportion for protein and bread? Because I like protein.
Yeah.
That's my food group. Just way more filling than bread. And, oh, my God, that was a good sandwich. And I thought, whenever else do you have opportunity to have egg salad with smoked pastrami? And how strange, but very, very good.
Melissa, describe Thursday there.
Thursdays are my favorite over at Garden Island. So they have their roast beef prime rib or their French dip. Sorry, that's what I meant. They have their French dip there. And if you don't get there like by 11:45, you're not getting one.
It's thin sliced.
So thin sliced.
It's 2.5-3 inches thick.
And I've never had au jus that tastes better than this au jus.
Mm. Yeah, this is what I want you to do on a Thursday. Walk in there at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you're gonna start drooling because they're cooking it there.
It. Yes,
they cook it there.
Yes,
okay.
And it's like, oh my God.
Yes.
Okay. Oh my God, I forgot that this is Thursday. I got to come back.
I actually watched a guy come in one time. I went there on a Thursday to get my sandwich, and I got there at like 11:40, and that was pretty late for a French dip day. And a guy walked in right behind me, and I had gotten the last French dip of the day.
Yeah.
He was so disappointed.
You know, they have so many good sandwiches there.
Mm. They're beef tip sandwiches.
Yeah.
The barbecue beef tips that they do, absolutely great. And they do a homemade barbecue sauce.
And you walk in there, and they'll have a board, like today is a special that you never know about.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so...
The soups and everything.
Yeah.
And I have to actually say, even on the Monday, more mundane side, like you get a turkey and cheese, you know, like because I had some. I have to say, it reminded me of being a kid.
Yeah.
There's something about their sandwiches that reminded me of just being, because very simple, but just very, very good.
And Large portions.
Large portions. Yes. Their sandwiches are huge.
Good bread.
Yeah, very good bread. Very good ingredients. Fresh. It's not. It's not prepackaged meat either.
No.
This is shaved right there in front of you. Real turkey. Real ham. Mm-hmm. Real, not processed nonsense.
You know, there's good sandwiches and there's that good sandwiches because all of their lineup is like superstars.
And let's talk about their veggies.
Yeah.
Like absolutely fresh, the best veggies you've ever had. I don't even think you could buy veggies this fresh at Fred Meyer or Safeway. That's how great they are. And their pickles. Like pickles are a huge deal for me for a sandwich.
I didn't know that. Oh, goodness.
Pickles are a huge deal for my sandwiches. Like, I don't like jarred pickles. I don't like them in the jar. They're soggy. Mm-hmm. They're just...
They're be crisp.
They need to be crisp. Yep. They need to be, like, I'm spoiled. I grew up down the street from the Heinz factory where we got fresh pickles all the time. So, and this place gets the big old buckets that I used to get of fresh, crispy, so good pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hands down, best sandwiches ever.
Then, has anyone been to the reopening of the Fudge Pot?
I have not, but I've had them at sporting events.
Ah.
They go to the Nanook games and they sell there and stuff. And I got to say, always been a big fan of the Fudge Pot.
Yep. So I had lunch there one time about a month ago and just very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great sandwich.
Yeah.
Great sandwich. Now, I'm not going to confirm nor deny the sweets I might or might not have bought.
they're pumpkin fudge.
Because, you walk
fudge?
In there.
Pumpkin fudge.
You walk in there and you're saying to yourself, I'm leaving someone behind.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I'm feeling guilty. I'm happy, but I'm sad.
Yes.
what
did I forget?
What a thought. Yeah. You know, I came in here with $20. I'm leaving less $40 because I didn't want to. I got to bring this home and try this tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
It's so funny.
I don't think a lot of people know. Like, a lot of people know the Fudge Pot is famous for, you know, their fudge, their candy apples, their caramel apples. You can get them anyway, anyhow, like whatever you want on them, they got it. But I don't think they realize how good a food they have and the sandwiches and the fries and everything that they offer there.
You know, it's very good. It's very good. Then you also have another place downtown. You have three Thai restaurants. You have the original, the Thai House restaurant. You have the Bon Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
Now you have the Noodle House.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all really good.
They are all really
good.
And then don't forget there's also Mom's Kitchen, which isn't too far down from downtown, also Thai food.
Yeah.
You know, at Fairbanks, it's funny how people, the tourists here comment about, God, you guys have so much Thai food here, and it's some of the best.
And everyone... Mm-hmm. Has
their thing.
What's your number one?
Noodle House.
What's your number one?
I have to say Thai House.
My number one, the one that I'm at. You've introduced me to so many, and you introduced me to the Korean food restaurant at the bowling alley.
Seoul Gate.
That is I have to say, hands down, that's my favorite.
Hands down.
Yeah.
My best bulgogi.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Everyone, just moan into the... Yeah.
Here's the thing about Seoul Gate. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but here's the thing about Seoul Gate. You walk in, you put your order in, and all of a sudden, you got like 18 plates in front of you of all kinds of flavors and... Mm. Oh, so good.
And that's just a start.
That has nothing to do with your meal. That's like your little, but the vegetables. Oh, my goodness. And David's favorite seafood, but I love seafood.
They're kimchi. I hate kimchi. I love Seoul Gate kimchi.
So do I.
Yes. Yeah.
I've become a person who enjoys kimchi.
Yeah.
I really do. Al Barrett, he's in here once in a while with me on another program. And he makes an incredible kimchi that his wife, his Korean wife, taught him how to make. And it is so good. So I'm a kimchi fan.
Yeah.
I make kimchi udon.
Ooh.
Stunning.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 5th Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Nadine Winters and Melissa Burnett in the studio here with me, and we're talking about Thai food in the downtown area and the Bon Thai.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. And they have another, the Bon Thai Express at the Eagle, at the University Plaza on the intersection of University and College Road. Mm-hmm. But the OG, the original, was the Thai House restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, you know, other cooks came to there and then opened up their own place.
Yeah.
And I think at one time I counted 30 to 32, be it drive-thru, in the middle of Goldstream Valley. In the middle of the Goldstream Valley.
Sam's out in Goldstream.
Be it a drive-thru on Badger Road.
Right.
Anyone, we have a brand new one on College. New drive-in Thai restaurant right there on College Road.
Yeah.
Right there by the farmer's market. They're just everywhere now.
So we have more Thai food restaurants than drive-through coffee.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Than we do anything else.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, you say?
Yes.
Lots of coffee shops. Lots of coffee shops, lots of Thai houses.
Yeah.
We could do more Mexican, though. I wish we had more Mexican places. I'm just saying.
Excuse me. I'm thinking more Italian because I'm half Italian.
That too.
Yeah.
Right. We only got the one, right?
You have Geraldo's.
Yeah.
And one of these days, I think that the one out on Goldstream will open up again.
Oh, Velada.
That should come back again.
I wonder what I don't even know.
Their roof collapsed, and they're working on it. So they got the roof fixed. Now they got a few other things to get going, and.
Yeah.
It just takes money.
Yep,
so
to money and time.
Yep.
But another place that I really like in the downtown is the Creperie.
It's those, you know, when you think downtown, you know, it's really funny when, like, somebody asks me, what do you want to do for lunch? And I'm like, oh, man, what do I really want to do? The Creperie is, like, that's the last place I think of, but then when somebody says it, I go, oh, yes, let's go to the Creperie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they have such an extensive menu.
They do.
Yes.
And they have like four people there cooking.
All the time.
All the time.
And they have like eight different crepe plates always going.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And they have staff. They're highly staffed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And do you want the breakfast crepe? Do you want the dinner crepe? Do you want the fruit crepe?
Yeah.
Do you want the cheese crepe? Do you want
savory, sweet? What do you want? What's your pleasure?
Do you want after specific regions of the world?
Yeah.
You know, do you want the Alaskan one, the reindeer sausage?
Yeah. They've got they've even got a Euro type one too. They've got it's
do you
amazing.
Want a beer?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and it's in a great location downtown too.
Yeah,
It's right
and
there.
And Yvonne, you know, he's what I say is immigrant success.
Mm-hmm.
He came and he started a little one out there at Pioneer Park.
Yes.
And he got bigger and bigger, bigger and bigger. Better and better and just mm-hmm. just hard work, great person,
yeah.
great personality. You see the success and you say, that's what we're about.
Yep.
That's what it's about in Fairbanks.
And he keeps people hired.
Yeah. And he keeps people happy.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
You know, of all the places that are struggling,
yeah,
he's open and he's got staff and the line will be out the door and take less than 5 minutes to serve everybody.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And you want, if on a good day with weather, you can eat in the nice
yeah.
outside.
Yep. Absolutely yeah. beautiful.
And
right
you
there.
Want a good coffee, he'll make you a good coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you got everything.
Yeah. yeah.
You really, truly do.
And yeah. there is something on that menu for everybody in those crepes. I mean,
yeah.
from, I think they even have one that's caprese. Like they have a caprese crepe.
Yeah.
They have everything. It's like you go through the countries of the world right there.
Yeah. Mm. It, jerk. That's a tough decision I got to make when I go there.
Well, what's really funny with the crepery is, you know, I've never been a fan of savory crepes. I'm not a savory type of crepe person. Mm-hmm. I think crepes, I want dessert, right?
Yeah.
And man, does he have some amazing sweet crepes over there. Yeah. My favorite is the strawberry cheesecake. And then you get the Nutella banana.
Oh,
and
man.
It's, oh, man. And you watch them, right? And they're doing it, and it's hot, and it gets all melty and just...
And you know what's coming.
Yes. And yes, exactly. And you sit there. I went to a meeting right when I was running for school board. I had a meeting with somebody there at the crepery, and I got the strawberry cheesecake, and the person who I met, she brought her daughter along with her, who got a grilled cheese crepe, right? The grilled cheese crepe.
Yeah.
She wanted mine, and she loved it. I shared my crepe with her. She was like, oh, strawberry cheesecake? Yes. Who would have thought? Put it in a crepe. Absolutely.
Oh, man. Then, you know, you like Mexican restaurants.
I do.
You have the El Dorado.
One of my favorites, their flautas are so amazing over there.
Oh,
you want good flautas, yeah. Oh, man. You want nachos?
Mm-hmm.
You want a good plate of nachos that will fill you up for $13?
Yep.
Let me tell you, you will not only get yourself a plate of nachos, you will get yourself a plate of nachos.
Have you ever had their Alaska burger?
Yes. Oh, so filling. So
it's a 3-day burger.
It is. It's a 3-day burger.
It is. You know,
you
first of all,
this.
I was like, oh my God.
You cut it into pieces and
yeah.
you can only eat a quarter of it.
Yeah, bring two friends.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it is big, it's huge, it's tasty.
Mm.
I mean, one more time, it's big, huge, and tasty.
There
yeah.
you go. It's all you need.
And then it comes with French fries.
Oh.
The wedge style.
Oh yeah, yeah, like the JoJo type. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, please.
And I love his pozole soup.
Oh, I've not had that.
Oh. He's got a great pozole.
Yeah, I've not had
just,
that.
It's, you know, oh, just, and he puts in it the Mexican oregano,
mm-hmm.
the onion, the tomato, the lime,
yeah,
you know, the cabbage, and then you blend it all together, and it has a nice pork butt in there,
ooh,
and a good broth.
Yes.
Oh, it's my winter. My winter
happy,
soup.
Happy.
It's my You're winter.
Happy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's
yeah.
my winter soup. You know, when you have a office, you know, basically across the street.
The street. Yeah.
You're gonna and then he does the Taco Tuesday. You know, half price tacos.
Oh.
Or two for the price of one, is what it's. And he has every type of taco, and they're great, and they're great. And he's got a nice little bar there. You know, so if you want a tequila, you want something, you want a beer,
yes.
Mexican beers. You know, I always get the Pacifico on tap.
Nice.
You know, it's just, and Mario's the owner and he's the cook.
I created a drink over there and I call it my tequila spritzer, and it's almost like a margarita except it's got pineapple juice and soda water in it, and it's not nice, light and refreshing. And he had never heard of it, and I told him about it, and now like he's got tons of people that go there and get it.
And try a friend of mine. He gets tequila and cranberry juice.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, and I've had a few of those. They're tasty.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. I've not tried that with cranberry.
I do it with
pineapple and soda water.
Yeah,
I think it's delicious.
What the heck?
Yeah.
So though, what's another restaurant that's downtown?
So it's not necessarily a restaurant, but I would like to give a pinpoint. If you're in like a hurry, right? You're looking for just something quick, fast, and easy, and maybe you're also looking for a coffee, McCafferty's.
Oh, yes.
A fantastic little spot right here, right on the main Illinois strip of downtown. And
Cushman, between 4th and 5th.
Yes, and they've got some amazing chili. They've got little pastries and some of the best coffee, fresh ground right there.
They do their own roasting right there.
Yeah, yep. And you know, it's a nice little spot if you're looking for just a quick little stop in. Yep. It's a great little place to stop.
They always have a newspaper for you.
Yes, they do. Always got a newspaper. And they even have music once in a while right there in the area too, so sometimes you can go listen to some light jazz, you can listen to some light music, you can enjoy a cup of chili, a coffee, read a paper. I mean, it's really a great little atmosphere, and I love it there.
They have very cool art.
Yes, very cool art cool as well.
Sometimes I go, what does that mean?
Now, I'm going to tell you something here, and this is going to surprise you.
Okay.
I blew a meal.
You did?
Smoking, yeah.
Smoked meal.
Really? What did you do?
Yeah, I got this... It's like a shank leg.
Did you burn
big
it?
Bone in it? No. I cooked it like a roast.
Oh,
I smoked it
yeah.
in my pellet smoker mm-hmm. for 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it to 140.
Right.
I should have cooked it like a brisket.
Yep.
It wasn't done.
You dried
it out. And all these people coming over. But since I'd never done one of these before, me being Rescue 911 David
yeah,
chef,
right?
And knowing my limitations and stupidity, I also had a pork tenderloin, and I did a lemon aioli pork tenderloin that you almost didn't need a knife. It was so tender.
So you saved the day with the tenderloin.
Yeah, and I made an incredible salad and these wonderful potato wedges.
There you go.
And what it is, I got the red potatoes, olive oil, and then I just got the ranch dressing from Happy Valley or Valley.
Hidden Valley.
Yeah. And they were great. 400 degrees for an hour.
There you go.
And I just quartered the red potatoes. And the salad I made my own lemon vinaigrette.
Nice.
So there's a little bit of lemon in everything.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah, there's a little bit of lemon in everything.
But you still screwed up the meat.
Oh, boy. But my Dalmatian had the mother of all doggy bones.
Berlin probably loved it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it was like, you know, 3-inch wide.
That is who you did not disappoint.
Yeah, he loves me.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
what a good Berlin.
More than ever.
But it just reminds you, no matter how good you think you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always be prepared to try something new, and I did. And don't be afraid to fail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And always have be ready for backup. And my mantra is never fear. Pizza's 30 minutes out.
There you go.
And I didn't have to order pizza, but you know I had that, and I had 4 guests over, my neighbors, and they loved it.
Yeah.
They loved it.
That's awesome. You know that. There you go. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And you know what? They would have loved the pizza too.
Yeah, we had a great time. My neighbor Lee, he's taken off for about 3 weeks. He's got to go work out in rural Alaska, and so I have to send him out with some good vittles in his belly. You know, he's a good friend, good guy, my next door neighbor, and make sure he's okay. And everyone came over, but it was a good operational check for the pellet smoker. I cooked it exactly how I wanted to cook it for 7 straight hours. Not a hiccup. Temperature dialed right in. I just didn't know how to do it. All operator error.
Hey, there you go. And this will forever be in the archives where you admit
yes,
that.
I'm announcing it to the world. I am announcing it. Yes. Do I have, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm.
What are you guys going to cook this weekend? Nadine?
Well, not your favorite, but I've been on a fish kick because, 2 things that they had, fresh halibut cheeks at Costco.
Oh.
If you're going to have halibut, eat the cheeks.
Yep.
That was my view.
Wow.
And then I've been on a black cod roll because I love black cod. It's like it's fish that tastes like butter. Don't grimace, please. But I've learned the Nobu way to cook, which is you marinate sake, mirin, and... sake, mirin, and then white miso, and just slather that all over the cod, stick it in the fridge for 3 or 4 days, and then just pan fry it and finish it off in the oven. It's like, it's so stunningly good, you wouldn't believe it.
Melissa, what are you going to make this weekend?
Well, I never have a couple days planned out. I always do it last minute, but tonight we're going to have some burgers. I'm going to grill some good homemade burgers.
Homemade grilled burgers, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I'm making tonight with homemade fries. That's what I'm doing.
Oh.
Fairbanks, that is our show. I hope you enjoyed our selection of downtown eateries to try. And Melissa, Nadine, thank you very much. Fairbanks, you have a good evening.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM, also streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.